Yeah, welcome back to the program right across the country. Let's just give a quick wrap-up of property markets around the country. Andrew Wilson is the Chief Economist at the Domain Group. Always great to have him on the program. Andrew, good evening to you.
Thank you, Ross.
Good to see you. Markets, it's Anzac Day weekend. You can't read too much into that. But we're also hearing about changes to negative gearing rules that Labor might propose. Do you reckon that that's actually putting the frighteners on the markets at all?
Well, I'm not sure about that, Ross. We're coming up to a quieter period, and of course we've got the budget and interest rates next week, and maybe a few signs that those western suburbs of Sydney are getting a little bit more interest from buyers over the last week or two. But you're right, it's a holiday weekend. Can't read too much into it. I think option clearance rates are about where we would have expected them to be.
And the real problem that, you know, talking about property as such, there are so many markets. Every little individual town has got different circumstances. Every city has got different circumstances. Every suburb in every city has got different circumstances. It's pretty hard to generalise because there are so many different situations happening in different towns.
And I think cycles are in different points as well, Ross, and that's reasonably clear with Hobart in catch-up mode and Sydney on the back foot. And Melbourne's still going pretty well. Other markets are looking to flattening. But
you have a look at that Gold Coast market. It's actually picked up as investors have suddenly rediscovered the Gold Coast property market after almost 7 or 8 years.
Well, that's right, Ross. I think affordability and a strong local economy as well. Commonwealth Games coming up and confidence and a lot of infrastructure going into the Gold Coast as well. That's helping.
And so in this regard, I mean, give me an idea of the conditions now for property. I mean, interest rates remain at record lows, but there's pressure on them for the rise. But wages, of course, are at wages in inflation at record lows at the moment.
Well, that means we just haven't got the energy to keep pushing prices up, doesn't it, Ross? We haven't got incomes growth and interest rates are low and they're only going to move around a very small margin. I don't think they're going to electrify markets, even if they cut, and the banks are certainly wanting to raise them. So a flat period for most housing markets going forward. And it'll all depend on those local supply and demand factors in terms of prices growth. But I don't think we'll get much more than 5% in the best of markets this year.
There you go. Andrew Wilson is the Chief Economist of the Domain Group. Always great with his time here on Money News Big. And here, really, fairly flat property markets is what's predicted.